Well, I appreciate your prayers this evening. I'm very thankful to be here tonight. Thankful to be here, period. I've enjoyed the meeting so far. I want to be faithful to the Lord and do what He would have me to do. And I pray that it would be a blessing to you all and to me included. I'd like to turn to Exodus chapter 28. We're going to start in verse 36. And thou shalt make a plate of pure gold, and grave upon it like the gravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord. And thou shalt put it on a blue lace, that it may be upon the mitre, upon the forefront of the mitre it shall be. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel shall hallow, and all their holy gifts. And it shall be always upon his head, that they may be accepted before the Lord. And thou shalt embroider the coat of fine linen, and thou shalt make the mitre of fine linen, and thou shalt make the girdle of needlework. And for Aaron's sons thou shalt make coats, that thou shalt make for them girdles, and bonnets shalt thou make for them, for glory and for beauty. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them, and consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, from the loins even unto the thighs they shall reach. And they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons when they come into the tabernacle of the congregation, or when they come near unto the altar to minister in the holy place, that they bear not iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever unto him and his seed after him. You know, I'm thinking tonight about this dedication, if you will, of Aaron and his sons. And what is being done here is essentially what is said in verse 36, and that holiness unto the Lord. Aaron and his sons were to become holiness unto the Lord. And I forget what verse 41 it says, that thou shalt anoint them and consecrate them and sanctify them. What does it mean when he says that you're to consecrate them? It essentially means that you dedicate them to God. That they essentially become God's. They are holiness to the Lord. They belong to Him now. They're instruments for His service. They're doing the duties that God would have them to do in the temple, and making sacrifices and interceding for the people before God. They have been, I guess you could say, administered to this office. Chosen of God. Holiness to the Lord. You know, and I think that when we read these scriptures, and we read about what they did and how they dedicated the Levites and the priests, and how they consecrated them and sanctified them to the Lord. And I think sometimes we can look at that and think that it's really just for them. We can look at it as if it's only for the priests to be that, or only for the prophets to be that, or only for the kings to be that, to be holiness to the Lord, or to be consecrated unto God, or to be sanctified unto the Lord. I was thinking of what Brother Rod was saying this evening, and that we are the temple of God, and God dwells within us. That's each and every one of us. That's not just the priests or the prophets or the ministers, if you want to make it right about now. But that's every one of us. And what did God do with the temple? They consecrated it unto the Lord and sanctified it. And so I take from that that that's for every one of us to do. It's not just for the minister. It's for every one of us to be wholly consecrated unto God. What does that mean? What does that mean to us? What does that mean to you? I mean, you can maybe look at my life and perhaps have an expectation. We'll just say as a minister. Have an expectation of a minister ought to be consecrated, right? He ought to be sanctified. He ought to be holiness to the Lord. He ought to belong to God, right? But that belongs to you too. And I really think that sometimes we lose that. You know, I was listening to the message this morning and we talked about helps. You know that one that has the gift of helps needs to be consecrated unto the Lord? You know, if you wanted to try to say that that was maybe one of the smaller contributions to the congregation, which I don't believe it is, but even if you wanted to try to say that, they need to be fully consecrated to God in their service to Him. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. Romans 12 is a very familiar scripture. Verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren. I'm going to say brethren and sisterin, or whatever. I'm going to say everyone. By the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. What does that mean? Offer yourself a living sacrifice set apart for God, completely dedicated to the Lord, offered in consecration, if you will, to God. A living sacrifice, not a sacrifice that dies and no longer continues to live a life, but we're talking about a sacrifice that lives every day. That lives for the Lord every day. It's a living sacrifice. It's one that's wholly dedicated unto the Lord every day. And that is what the Lord wants us to be. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? What does he mean when he says you're not your own? Let me repeat it. This is for everybody. We don't belong to ourselves anymore. Amen, Brother Ed. Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord that I don't belong to myself anymore. Because when I did belong to myself, a lot of bad things happened. My life was run down into the ground because I was myself, or I belonged to myself. But I don't belong to myself anymore. And basically what that means is that I no longer can live my life for me. And I mean, we can look at that and we can think that that's a terrible thing. To not be able to have your life, you know, I think of a young teenager and say, this is my life. I'll do what I want to do. You're not telling me what to do no more, you know. But we got to be able to come to a place where, you know what? I don't want my life. I want the life that God has for me. I want the life, the path, the way that He would choose for me. I don't want my life. I've had those decisions to make. I've made those choices. I've done those things, and it was a horrible result. And you know, when I came to my senses, and like the prodigal son, he came to his senses and he went to his father's house, and his father welcomed him with open arms and embraced him and was so thankful that he came. The Lord did that for me. He let me come home. And He made me one of His sons. For ye are bought with a price. The Lord bought me. I was in sin and bondage, and the Lord paid the price that I could be delivered and freed. And I belong to Him. And that's not a drudgery. That's not a backpack that I have to carry. He removed that for me. He took the backpack off and gave me freedom and deliverance to serve Him. He's not constricting me. This consecration that I make unto the Lord is not a twisting of my arm. This service that I give unto Him is not out of forcefulness or abuse. But it's because I love Him. Because of what He's done for me and how He's delivered me and how He's freed me and given me a wonderful life to live. I'm thankful that I belong to Him. He says, therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Belong to Him. You know, I was thinking about the scriptures in, I guess it was back in Exodus again, where Moses was trying to get ready to take the children of Israel out of Egypt. And they did the Passover lamb, and the death angel passed them all over. And the Lord, after that, when He delivered them, He essentially said, the firstborn of you all belongs to Me. And that's who the Levites were. And that they were representative of the firstborn of all of those in Israel. And God said, they belong to Me now. But you know, it goes deeper than that for us. Because every one of us, if you're saved tonight, we're washed under that blood. And was delivered from the death angel, if you will. And that means you belong to God. You're His now. Holiness unto the Lord. Sanctified to Him. To be all that He would have you to be. Let's go to Hebrews 11. You know, I know that I say it. And I know that you all can amen it. But I really think that we have in our minds that full consecration and dedication unto the Lord is for a select few. And I believe that that is my burden tonight, that we realize that it's not just a select few. And it doesn't mean that when you fully consecrate yourself unto God and sanctify yourself to Him and offer Him every bit of your life, that He's going to make you a minister or a missionary somewhere off in Africa or anything that you might be imagining in your mind. It doesn't necessarily mean that. But every one of us is to be fully consecrated unto God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in temples with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So Abraham, as we know, was told to move. Pack it up, get your things, and I want you to go. And the Lord didn't tell him where he was going. He didn't give him the GPS code of where he was headed and who was going to be there and how it was going to be when he got there. He just gave him promises of what he was going to give him. Why did Abraham move? Why would Abraham just pack up and move like that? Because God told him to. And I say this to say that how many of us, search your heart. I'm not talking to the ministers right now. How many of us, if God said, pack it up, would move? Wholly dedicated to God, consecrated unto the Lord. I'm not talking about an abstract thought that maybe you had, but you just feel it, you just know it, that the Lord is wanting you to do something different. He's wanting to change your life. He's wanting to stir it up. And maybe he's saying, move. Or maybe he's saying, I know this is a good job, and I know it's a well-paying job, and it's got all the benefits and all that, but I want you to pack it up. And we can look at that and think, well, why, Lord? What are you doing? And we can get into a little bit of a struggle with ourselves and with the Lord in those situations and really come to a grips of, are we fully consecrated unto God? Are we, in our hearts and minds, willing to do whatever it is that God would ask us to do? Fully consecrated to Him. I'm bought with a price. I don't belong to myself anymore. And that means that God can control my life. He can do what He wants to do. He can command me to go here. He can command me to go there. He can command me to keep my seat. The Lord can direct my life. And that is being fully consecrated to the Lord. Now, I know, and anybody would expect that of me. I expect it of myself. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's always easy to do that. But it's who we ought to be. It's the heart that we should have. It's the mind frame that we should have. That we belong to God. That is why we're here. That is why we live our lives. We are here for the Lord. And to do what He would have us to do. That is essentially our purpose. To serve the Lord. Hebrews 11 and 17. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. I want us to get our minds wrapped around what God asked Abraham to do. And I want you to realize that there's things that happen in your life that can be very similar to this. And I'm not trying to say that God is asking you to offer your children as a sacrifice. Okay, and I almost wonder if some of the child sacrifices that some of the Israelites did later on wasn't in some sort of weird way thinking they were doing some great service to God. But think about what happened here. Isaac was the son that Abraham waited so long for. He was the promise. God said, in Isaac, I'll do this. And in Isaac, I'm going to do that. And I'm going to bless you, and your seed is going to be as the sand of the sea. And in Isaac. And even though Abraham had brought up, you know, well, what about this servant that I have in my house? Maybe you can do it through him. And, well, I do have Ishmael as my son. And, you know, he offered God ways out. But no, God said, no, it's going to be through Isaac. And here he has his son, and I'm sure they're overjoyed to have the son that they finally got, that the Lord had promised to them. It's like everything's coming to fruition, and all the promises are being answered, and this is just wonderful, glorious. Thank the Lord. Offer him up, Abraham. Take him to the mountain. Sacrifice him to me. What? What? Why would Abraham do that? Why would Abraham wake up early in the morning and gather up his son and make all the preparations and head on up that mountain and get all the way up there and get up to the point where he's got the knife raised and, I mean, I don't know, I imagine sweat's coming down his face and why? Holiness unto the Lord, consecrated unto God. I belong to you, Lord. My life is in your hands. This son that I have is in your hands. Everything that I possess belongs to you. Was Abraham a minister? Or I should say, was he a priest? You know, I was thinking about it, and I don't know, I could be wrong, and I'm open to anyone pulling me aside or even saying it now if I'm wrong. But I don't think we would attribute any of those titles to Abraham. Abraham was a man of God, no doubt. He was a sold-out servant to the Lord. He was completely dedicated to God and consecrated to the utmost, and he proved it in the faith that he exhibited through the actions that he did. But I would say the Scriptures identify him as he would any of us. Just a man of God. Doing the will of the Lord, operating in faith into the Lord, and living his life. And yet he is a father of faith to us. A huge pillar for us to look upon and to glean from and to gain insight in how we want to live our lives and be dedicated to the Lord. You could say he was just a father raising his sons. Wholly consecrated to the Lord. And that's what the Lord wants us to be. Even, I don't want to say it like that, but even just a father. Being wholly consecrated unto God. And being dedicated to raise your children in a home that serves the Lord. And teaching them and instructing them and molding them. And pray for me. I want to do that for my children. But it comes through my dedication, my consecration, my sanctification to serve the Lord. They look back at the God of their father Abraham and they remembered the dedication that he showed. The unwavering dedication that he showed to do what God would have him to do. And I want that to be for my children and for your children. That they would see your utmost dedication to God and your consecration to serve the Lord. And when the Lord tells you to move and they ask you, why are we moving, Daddy? You say, well, the Lord wants us to move. Well, where are we going? Well, I'm not quite sure yet, son. But I know that the Lord has something good in store for us. I hope I'm bringing it home that this is you and I. It's every one of us that's consecrated to the Lord and sanctified unto Him and to His service. Another example that I was thinking about was in Samuel, where Hannah essentially kind of did the same thing. Although the Lord didn't ask him of her, but she offered her son. The son that she was asking the Lord for. Let's just read a few verses, starting in verse 10. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces out of heaven. No, wait. Verse 10 of 1. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And if we were to read further, we would find that the Lord blessed her, she had the son, and she did exactly what she said she would do. And she offered her son unto God. And I think of her consecration unto the Lord and her willingness to offer what she had unto God. Do you know what that enabled to happen? Samuel was able to be consecrated unto the Lord. And dedicated to God in service to the Lord all the days of his life. Just a mother. Just a mother that is holy, consecrated unto God, and willing to do what all that God would ask her to do, and represents the service unto the Lord and the dedication unto the Lord to her children. And raises their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord and instruction in the ways of righteousness. And that's not a small thing. That's not insignificant consecration unto God. That's not insignificant dedication unto the Lord. But it's very meaningful. It's very powerful. It's for every one of us. You know, I was thinking about maybe you think of the scriptures and the different ones that could be plugged into this place. Think of Mary and Joseph. That she was willing to take upon her the will of the Lord, even though that it became a blemish in the eyes of those around them. They didn't understand what God was doing. And they were willing to take that upon themselves in a consecrated life before God. They both did that. Just a husband and wife. I think of the widow woman that Elisha come to and says, I want you to go ahead and make me a pie or a cake first. But we only got a little bit, one stick and a little bit of meal. And go ahead and make me one first. You know that took consecration unto the Lord for her to do that? And it wasn't just her, but it was her and her son. I think of the widow woman that gave the two mites. And Jesus, I mean, brought it out in front of everybody. She's put in more than everybody else. She gave all that she had. How do you do that? You've got two mites. That's all you've got? Holiness unto the Lord, fully consecrated to God, willing to give all that she has. You know, I've talked to different ones that would say, oh, you want to borrow my trailer? Absolutely. It belongs to the Lord. Oh, you want to use my mower? Go on ahead. It belongs to God. And they really exercised a mentality that everything they had belonged to the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Pray for me. I want to be able to do that. To not just say it, but to believe it. And to know it's true in my heart. That everything that we have, and it belongs to God. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But I believe that every one of us in our lives comes to a point where we have to make a decision. You know, we look at Abraham and the test, if you will, or the circumstance that he underwent in the offering up of his son Isaac. But I really believe that every one of us has an experience like that at one point or time of our life. If we're serving the Lord and we're wanting to live for God, that He's going to put His finger on something. And then we get to decide whether we're fully consecrated unto the Lord or not. I know that in my personal experience, I had a time in my life where I had been incarcerated for, I don't know, maybe 20 years. And I had finally been told I could be released. And I had to wait. It was going to be, I think at first it was like 7 years more. And then it could possibly get less. But every day I lived, there was a potential that that would get snatched. It was always that uneasiness that anything could happen that would make it where it would just disappear. And I remember being on the yard and I was praying, and it was this a very intense situation with me and the Lord, and I'll never forget it. I can really remember how it felt when it happened. But it was like the Lord in that moment. It was like almost like Abraham. I've got my promise. I've got my hope, my dream. It's all right here in my grasp. And the Lord spoke to me and he essentially said, "Will you give it up for me? Will you stay for me?" And it just was heart-wrenching, to be honest. Because you feel like if you answer it, it makes it more of a possibility. Right? I mean, sometimes you get to that point, you know, where you think, you know, if I say yes, is he going to take it? And Isaac, I mean, Abraham, offer your son. I mean, it's like, wow. But you know, I was able, from my heart, in full dedication to the Lord, to say, "Yes, Lord, if that's what you want." And I fully believe that had he chose to do that, he would have given me peace and joy in it. I don't believe it would have been a drudgery and a huge detriment in my life from that day forward, I really believe that He would have given me peace and joy, knowing that I was doing what God would have me to do in service unto Him, which is what I wanted anyways. Right? I mean, I want to serve the Lord. I want to do what He has for me to do in the way that's going to be most pleasing unto Him and most beneficial to His kingdom. Whatever that is. And so why not? Why not say, okay, Lord, yes, I'll do that. And of course, the Lord allowed me to come out. And it wasn't 7 years later. It wasn't even 3 years later. I want to say it was maybe 1 year later. And I believe that every one of us is going to come to a point in our life where we have an opportunity to consecrate that thing. Whatever it is, it could be completely different for every one of us. But the idea of it, the principle of it, is that we wholly belong to God. And everything that we have is His. And that is where I believe the Lord wants us to be. Where we can honestly say that and have it be real in our lives and in our hearts. It's not just for me. It's not just for the ministers. It's for every one of us to be wholly dedicated to the Lord in every facet of our lives. And that's what I want to be true in mine. I appreciate your time and attention tonight.